From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt said Friday President Donald Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement was courageous and urged Americans not to apologize for the decision.
Exiting Paris does not mean disengagement. In fact, the president said yesterday that Paris represents a bad deal for this country. It doesn't mean that we're not going to continue the discussion. To export our innovation, to export our technology to the rest of the world, to demonstrate how we do it better here is, I think, a very important message to send.
Pruitt did not respond directly to a question about whether Trump believes human-caused global warming is a hoax, as he did during the presidential campaign, instead emphasizing the agreement put the United States at an economic disadvantage, something echoed by White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer.
But at the end of the day, the president's number one priority is to get the best deal for the American people.
U.S. President Donald Trump has asked the country's highest court to revive his restriction on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries. They are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Syria, and Yemen. The Justice Department spokeswoman Sarah Isgur Flores said her agency is confident that President Trump's executive order is well within his authority. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer added,
"The president's not required to admit people from countries that sponsor or shelter terrorism. And until he determines that they are properly vetted and do not pose a threat or risk to the United States, it's pretty consistent with what we've talked about."
Flores also added that the decision is to keep the nation safe and to protect communities. The latest ruling against Trump's travel policy came from the Fourth Circuit of Appeals in Virginia last month in May. For updates, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. Russian President Vladimir Putin urged United States business executives on Friday to help improve U.S.-Russia relations.
"In the last few years, the foundation for mutual cooperation that was formed over the previous decades was actually destroyed. Our bilateral ties have been at the lowest point since the Cold War. This could not but affect both the economy and our business partnership. In the period between 2014 and 2016, trade between Russia and the United States, which was already not so big, declined further by 30%.
Putin said he would continue to communicate with U.S. President Donald Trump, saying good relations are in the interests of both countries. Ties between the two countries have been strained by Russia's apparent interference in last year's U.S. presidential election, as well as conflicts in Ukraine and Syria. U.S. and European Union sanctions against Russia remain in effect because of its involvement in the Ukraine and its annexation of Crimea. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis will be in Singapore this weekend at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue, Asia's largest defense conference. VOA's Bill Ide has a preview.
Defense Secretary James Mattis leads a robust U.S. delegation to Asia's top defense conference in Singapore. Representing the Trump administration, delegates are looking to Mattis for clarity and assurance about the new president's commitment to the region.
In the Asia-Pacific, we are seeing not very much kind of definitive statements from the new administration.
Mattis says he will emphasize a need for international order in the region and that the United States stands with its Asia-Pacific partners. Expect North Korea to get its fair share of attention during the conference, a key focus of President Donald Trump. Bill Ide, VOA News, Singapore.
UN member states elected six countries Friday to temporary seats on the UN Security Council. VOA's Miller Sega.
Starting January 1st, 2018, Ivory Coast, Equatorial Guinea, Kuwait, Poland, and Peru will serve two-year terms, while the Netherlands will join for 1 year in a special arrangement with Italy. The vote in the UN General Assembly generated little suspense, as regional groups had already decided among themselves which countries to put up as their candidates, and there was no competition for the seats. Candidates easily garnered the two-thirds majority of votes required on the first round of ballots.
The only oddity this year was a special by-election in which the Netherlands replaced Italy on the council. In last year's election, neither Italy or the Netherlands received the required two-thirds votes, and they were tied at 95 votes apiece. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.